You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Preparing for Pesach Haba Aleinu L'Tova, so a shaila that is relating to Pesach and it relates to every Shabbos and every Yontif, Kiddush, Havdalah, Dal Kozos, but even more than that, this afternoon my kids made a smoothie, and when you make a smoothie you always have to have a liquid base. And if you have a sweet liquid base, then your smoothie will be sweeter. So when you have grape juice liquid base, then it's even sweeter. And they made a grape juice based liquid smoothie. What bracha do you make on grape juice? So we're going to talk about these five shaila. I think it's five. The halacha of what bracha do you make? And making kiddush, and making havdalah, and dal kosos with grape juice and with yayin mevushel. Of course, the similarity between grape juice and yayin mevushel is that, well, there's a difference between grape juice and yayin mevushel. First of all, yayin mevushel is at least alcoholic, grape juice is not. But they are similar in the sense that both of them are cooked. Mevushel is mevushel, kishma kachi. And grape juice, what makes, and it might be more complicated than what I'm presenting it, but what makes it the grapes that are squeezed and turned into juice, not ferment and turn into wine afterwards, is the fact that it's pasteurized right after it's turned to grape juice. And that somehow, that kills the enzymes, bacteria, that will allow the possible fermentation into alcohol, into wine, and therefore it's going to stay as grape juice forever. I might have the science a little not perfect.
The glass bottles. We talked about glass.
Right. Okay.
The kind of the grape juice concentration.
Right, we're not going to talk about concentrate because that's going to be a different shaila. We might touch on it, but we're probably not going to talk about concentrate. So this is the question. Can I use grape juice or yayin mevushel for kiddush? I mean, it's sort of funny when everybody knows the answer, because every Shabbos here, I make kiddush on grape juice. And just about all of you probably make kiddush. Even if you use wine, it's 9 out of 10 times probably mevushel. But let's try to, adjust our question to say, is it worth pushing ourselves to drink non-mevushel wine for kiddush, for havdalah, for dalet kosos? Should I wonder about the possibility that maybe once it's mevushel, it doesn't have a regular status of wine? And I'm going to start with a striking opinion just to get our blood boiling, so then we could dig into this again. Rashi is of the opinion that what bracha do you make on wine once it's mevushel? Shahakol. Okay, so that's Rashi's opinion. And that's a little frightening, because according to Rashi, all the kiddushes you probably have ever made in your life, except for those handful of times that you used non-mevushel wine, were all a big, fat mistake. Don, you make a bar pi agafen on wine? Grape juice? According to Rashi, if it was boiled or cooked or pasteurized, maybe pasteurized, it should be shahakol. So do we have to be worried about that, Rashi? If that Rashi says it's shahakol, should I push myself to start drinking non-mevushel wine?
Yeah, wasn't Rashi a wine merchant?
So he knew his wines, and he said it's shahakol. You better listen to him. Okay, so that's going to be the topic of tonight's discussion. Welcome, Avi. Welcome, Mommy. And welcome, Dr. Pinter. And welcome, Mr. Davies. Good to see you all. Okay, so the Gemara, the sugya really starts with the Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph, here in source number one. Those of you who have the sheets are on the beam over there. The Gemara tells us, Amar Av Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Av, Ein Omim Kiddush Hayom, Ella al yayin haroi linasech al gabei mizbeach. The only wine that you could use for kiddush is wine that's appropriate to use for the nesachim that accompany the korbanos. So we have to learn a little kachim to know what exactly is appropriate for the mizbeach and what kind of wine can't be brought on the mizbeach. Well, when you say only wine that could be brought on the mizbeach, ask the Gemara, lamuti why, my, as opposed to what? Like, what can't you put on the mizbeach? What's yayin migito? What happens after you trample the wine with your feet? Hopefully you took off your shoes. And hopefully you don't have athlete's foot. So assuming you have clean feet, and I remember once we went to this place, maybe it was near Kibbutz Shalvim, I think. And they had like the ancient way, maybe it was on Kibbutz Shalvim even. And you had the opportunity to make, they showed you the Lamentes Malachos, they showed you how to winnow, how to do winnowing and all the other malachas of baking bread. And then there's another part where you got to trample wine, grapes, with your feet and bring home the bottle. two things that they made sure of. One, that you should rinse off your feet before you trampled. And two, they said, when you take it home, please boil the grape juice before you eat it. The germaphobes will among you will appreciate that word of warning and caution. So yayin migito is exactly the thing. Wine straight from the gas, straight from the trampling, what's it called? The
wine press.
The wine press, straight from the wine press, without having had the opportunity to ferment. Is that what the Gemara is trying, is that what we're trying to exclude? That you can't use this, what should we call it, this unfermented wine? Sounds like grape juice, doesn't it? Maybe. This unfermented wine, this freshly squeezed, probably, wine, is that what the Gemara is telling us, that we can't bring on the Mizbeach, and therefore, since we can't bring it from the Mizbeach, we also are not allowed to make Kiddush on it? Says the Gemara, that can't be. Because after all, V'atari Rebchia, Yayin Migito Lo Yavi, you're not supposed to use this wine for a carbon, but if you did, it's kosher. And since it's kosher b'di'evet for a carbon, certainly you could use it for Kiddush. Right? Kiddush, which is a din d'rabbanan, the wine that you use, the type of wine that you can use for Kiddush, which is d'rabbanan, is not going to be more chamer or even as chamer as the carbon, the type of wine that the carbon requires. Kiddush is certainly a far lower madre. The type of wine used for Kiddush is certainly on a more, much lower level of requirement of necessity than the type of wine for a carbon. And furthermore, I'll show you that it's mutar l'chatchila to use freshly squeezed wine. To Amar Rava, listen to this. Imagine you're stuck on the highway in the middle of somewhere, we mentioned this, and you don't have kedem wine with you, and you don't have any kosher wine in the local wine and spirits store in the middle of North Dakota. They don't carry kedem in North Dakota. So what do? You go to the store, supermarket, you buy yourself a pound of grapes, and you squeeze them Friday afternoon. To Amar Rava, sochet adam eshkol shalanavim v'amar lov kiddush ayo. Mefurshe, Gemara Rava tells us that you're allowed to just squeeze grapes, so clearly you can use, I mean, it sounds like grape juice, right? Squeeze grapes into grape juice. That's a separate thing. Sugar on the Mizbech is also Daraisa. So you're pointing out that if you add sugar, if your wine has sugar added, it's not going to be kosher for the Mizbech, and therefore it shouldn't be kosher for Kiddush. That's what you just said, right? That's frightening. Because wines that have added sugar apparently shouldn't be pasul, according to what you just said. It's a very good point. Okay, so we have a Gemara that seems to say that even though wine has to be, wine for Kiddush has to be the same wine you can bring on the Mizbeach, it's okay if you bring new wine. New wine meaning non-fermented wine, meaning wine that just came from the wine press, meaning grape juice. It sounds like grape juice is fine at this point. So what kind of wine is that which is pasul on Mizbeach and therefore going to be pasul for Kiddush? Concludes the Gemara. El alum ute shereya chora. If you have wine that stinks, that's the kind that you're not allowed to bring on the Mizbeach, and therefore you can't use it for Kiddush. Viva Yisema, right above the three. Viva Yisema, l'olam l'mute migula. If wine was left uncovered, and we're worried that maybe a snake injected some kind of poison into the uncovered, open bottle of wine, so then that is something that can't be used on the Mizbeach. Why can't it be used on the Mizbeach? Because we have a Pasuk in Malachi that says you don't bring garbage to the Mizbeach. Right, the Pasuk Malachi says, "Amar Hashem Tzlokos Lachem Hakohanim, Bozeishma you Kohanim who are Mevaze my name, who shame me." And you say, "How do we shame you?" And Hashem accuses these Kohanim of bringing inferior animals to the Mizbeach. Chisa Gishun Iver Lizbach. If you're going to bring a blind animal as a korban, Chisa Gishun Pisach V'Chola. You're going to bring a lame animal, a sick animal on the Mizbeach? That's terrible. No, hakrivelen al fachazech. If you would bring it to your idols, would the idol want it? No, I'm not interested in these kinds of karbanos. So you see a concept in the Pasuk and Malachi that whatever comes to Mizbeach has to be something that is respectable. Hashem says if it's lame, sick, I'm not interested in that. Bring something nice. So if you have smelly wine, if you have wine that is potentially had an animal crawl into it, that's disgusting. That's not the kind of thing you bring to the Mizbeach, and therefore you can't make Kiddush. You can't make Kiddush on those wines. But you see from the Gemara that grapes that were squeezed Friday afternoon can be brought on the Mizbeach and can be used for Kiddush. So if we stop here, grape juice can be brought on the Mizbeach. I'm sorry, grape juice can be brought on the Mizbeach and grape juice should be fine for Kiddush, Havdalah, Dal Kosos. Okay. Now we're going to start the sugya. Tosos has a very important question on this Gemara. When the Gemara was trying to figure out, what do you mean that anything that's possible for the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to use for Kiddush? What kind of wines? You're talking about things that are just squeezed. The Gemara says, Tosos says, wait a second. Why didn't the Gemara say Yayin Mevushal? When the Gemara was looking for cases that can't be brought on the Mizbeach and therefore can't be used for Kiddush, why didn't the Gemara say Mevushal is that case? Mevushal is that wine which you can't bring on the Mizbeach. And since you can't bring on the Mizbeach, you can't use it for wine also, for Kiddush also. Says Tosafot, from the fact that it didn't give that example of what is possible for the Mizbeach and therefore possible for Kiddush, it must be that Mevushal wine is kosher for the Mizbeach and therefore kosher for Kiddush. That's what Tosafot says. Let's see this inside. Says Tosafot, Ein lo chiyach yikeh mikan diyayim Mevushal kosher lo Kiddush. Tosafot says, I think I have a great proof, right, that Yayim Mevushal is kosher from Kiddush. Because the Gemara could have said, what are the kinds of things that you can't use for the Mizbeach, you can't use for Kiddush, could have said, Yayim Mevushal. But it didn't say that. So it must be that Yayim Mevushal is kosher, says Tosafot. It's not a good raya from this Gemara that Mevushal wine is kosher for Kiddush and kosher for the Mizbeach. Delav raihi. You know why? I'll tell it to you outside. Because maybe if it's Mevushal, it's not even a Bori Pri Hagafen. And our Gemara is only telling you what are the kinds of wines that are Bori Pri Hagafen, that is real wine, that is still real wine, and yet you're not allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach, and you're not allowed to use it for Kiddush. Oh, then you have to look for, you know, freshly squeezed wine, or disgusting smelling wine, or Yayin Megula. That's Bori Pri Hagafen, but you can't bring it on the Mizbeach. But maybe Yayin Mevushal is so, once it's Mevushal, it is so transformed, it doesn't even have a din of Bori Pri Hagafen. It's a shahako. And therefore, you don't even need a Gemara to tell you that, could you use it for the Mizbeach? Could you not? We're not talking about, no one has a Havim and you could use apple juice or orange juice for the carbon for Mizbeach or for Kiddush. The only question is, if something's wine, then, is there a certain type that you can use for Mizbeach? So then you have to talk. Within the realm of wines, we could talk about, you know, wines that were freshly squeezed, wines that smell, so we can't use those for Mizbeach, maybe. But if it's Mevushal, maybe it's not even wine, and it would only be a shakal, and therefore our Gemara wouldn't even discuss that. But yeah.
You talk about Yayin Megula. I heard that people don't, you know, if you have a bottle of wine on the table, you put a cork in it, you screw the cap up. You don't even just open by itself while you make.
So the concern for Yayin, there might be a Kabbalistic thing that you're referring to that you have to cover the cap. I always think it's very wise to cover the wine when you make Kiddush because it won't spill if you knock the bottle over. Is there a Kabbalistic reason also? I don't know. When we talk about Yayin Megula, we're talking about that it is left out overnight.
So if you're standing there making Kiddush and the bottle is open, nothing really
wrong. There's nothing wrong with pihalach. Is there some kabbalist that I have no idea? You know, I always tell my kids to cover the bottle because I don't want it to spill. I don't know of any halacha. There's no halacha that says you have to cover it. What? Yeah, right. The Kabbalah doesn't. Oh, fine. Right. The Rebbe covered the bottle so it shouldn't spill. So now the Hasidim started covering the bottle. Okay. So Tosafot says you can't bring a proof from our Gemara, from the Gemara's omission of Yayin Mevushal, that therefore Yayin Mevushal is kosher, because maybe Yayin Mevushal is so bad, it's a shahakal, it wouldn't even enter the discussion of the Gemara. So I don't know of any proof what the status of Yayin Mevushal would be. Aval, second paragraph of number four. But I have a Yerushalmi, an explicit Yerushalmi. Aval Yeshla Yerayim Yerushalmi, in two places, D'yayin Gomerhu, that you could use Yayin Mevushal. How so? D'amar Hasan, the Yerushalmi says, Arba Kozes She'omru, Yatsu b'yayin mevushal. If it says that you're allowed to have biyotze, the Yerushalmi says explicitly, Dalet Kosos, you could use yayin mevushal. Hello, could tell me the first of the four Kosos? Kiddush, Kadesh, Kadesh, right? So if the four kosas could be Chaim Vushel, that means the first one could be Chaim Vushel. The first one's Kiddush. So you see from this Yerushalmi talking about the kosas that Kiddush is kosher on Yain Mevushel. It's Mefurish Yerushalmi. Okay, so that's what Tosas says. I don't have a proof for the Babli, one way or the other. No proof, which is fine. It's neutral. It's power of it's zero. But I have an explicit Yerushalmi that says that it's okay. And it's important to know that it's an explicit Yerushalmi because it's against Rashi. Look at the last line of Tosas right before number five. Udalo kapirish Rashi v'harash. Shekasud yayim mevushel. What does Rashi hold? This is the Rashi that I told you a few minutes ago. Mevarchon alav shehakol. Why is yayim mevushel a shehakol, says Rashi? Says Tosas explains, d'ishtani l'greisa. It, as it is cooked, it is transformed to the worse. And since it gets worse, and again, Rashi, as you pointed out, Eli, is a vintner. He's a winemaker. He knows his wines. And Rashi, the wine connoisseur, the sommelier. Did I pronounce that right? Okay. Rashi did spend most of his time learning. That we could be sure. Yes. He spent most of his time learning. So Rashi holds that it's the boiling process ruins the wine. And since it's ruined, it loses its status of Bar Pri HaGafen, and it drops down to Shahakal, and if it's Shahakal, it's not wine. And if it's not wine, you can't use it according to Rashi for Kiddush, you can't use it for Dalad Kosos, you don't even make a Bar Pri HaGafen on it for heaven's sake. That's the opinion of Rashi. And Tosas says, I don't hold from Rashi, and not only do I not hold from Rashi, I have an explicit Yerushalmi against Rashi. So take Rashi and... Rashi was aware of that Yerushalmi. Didn't know about that Yerushalmi. Maybe, I don't know. There is no commentary of Rashi on the Yerushalmi. Or Rashi might, or maybe it's much more sophisticated, and Rashi holds that we have a proof from the Bavli, not like the Yerushalmi, and which, without going into that. Okay.
Might it be that the visual was different in different places? Like a very actual boiling may ruin it, and that...
So Dr. Beshevkin is suggesting that maybe there's cooking and there's cooking. Maybe a certain type of cooking, intense cooking, might ruin the wine and make it worse. But a lighter cooking or a lower temperature cooking might not be as ruining of the wine. You love it. You say Yayin Mevushel is very tasty. Yes, you're making a good point. What you said is going to be, is somebody's going to say that. Somebody with very big, broad shoulders is going to make exactly your point. Among them, Rav Shlomo Zalman. Among them, Rav Adi Yosef. So you're saying you're making a good point, but you're stealing my thunder. We'll get there. We'll get there hopefully in about 20 minutes or so.
Do we know why there were Mevushel wines back then? I mean, now I think it's very conservative.
Yeah, why did they Mevushel wine back then? Yeah, one possibility is to make it not Yayin Nesach issue, to take away the problem of Yayin Stam Yena. What?
Why does it take away the din of Yayin Nesach if you can bring it on the Zbeah? I thought the reason this is you can't bring it on the Zbeah, therefore it's not Yayin Nesach.
Right.
But the closer source you can bring it on the Zbeah,
Rav Shlomo Zalman says what you just said. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if you're going to be, I'm jumping the gun, I have this as a source about 3 pages from now. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you're going to be so, which way is the frum way? If you're going to assume that Yayin Mevushel is kosher for Kiddush and Dal Kosos, that's a cooler, right? You're going to say, you could use Yayin Mevushel for Kiddush. That means that you hold that the Bishul isn't significant and doesn't change the taste. And it's still Rai for a Mizbeach. Well, if it's still Rai for the Mizbeach and it still tastes delicious, then if a guy touches your Yayin Mevushel, it should be Stam Yayin, it should be problematic. So Shlomo Zalman says, if you want to have the Kula and really take it to town that this Yayin Mevushel is, you could use kosher for Kiddush, kosher for Dalad Kosos. Well, it comes with an achumra. If you think that it's kosher for Kiddush, then it has to be kosher for the Mizbeach. Well, if it's kosher for the Mizbeach, you have to be worried that this is the kind of wine the guy might use in their services. And this is the wine that you would serve to a Goyish, a guy would serve you this fine wine, even though it is boiled, you hold that it's kosher for Kiddush and would be put on the Mizbeach, so it should be not okay to use Yayin Mevushel that was handled by a guy.
Does it make any difference about the fact that they do use it in their services? Assuming that it's actually still wine and not blood.
I think nowadays, I don't know, maybe the guy not so from nowadays, but the Jews nowadays definitely use boiled wine. Yeah. Not a show. It's, yeah. If you want to see your svara, jump to number 11. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Dr. Bashevkin's point is in the middle of, look at the middle of number 11. I don't want to talk about pasteurization. Oh. Pistur is pasteurized. Yeah. Mefustar, pistur, pasteurized. Look in the middle of source number 11. He makes the point of Dr. Bashevkin. Shamati mimumcha. I heard from an expert, Shehamon ha'am eno yachal lahargish lahavchin. The most people can't detect the difference and differentiate shum hevdel be mefustar le'lo mefustar. Unless you're a real connoisseur, you can't, most people can't tell the difference between pasteurized wine, that's we consider mevushel, and unpasteurized wine. Maybe the real fine schmeckers can, but you know, you and I can't. If that's the case, that even if it's pasteurized, it's still high quality. Even if pasteurized, it's still roi for Kiddush. Even though it's pasteurized, it's still roi for the Mizbeach. Well, if that's the case, you know what problem you're going to have with that? In Cain, look at the next line, what I underlined. Why should you be lenient if you hold that it's fully considered wine, when even though it's pasteurized, because it tastes delicious, and it's roi for Kiddush, and it's roi for the Mizbeach, then maybe it should also be considered that a guy.
Why are you saying it's the same thing? Why don't you say that for the standard for the Mizbeach has to be that it's still good taste, it didn't spoil, didn't have a funny taste. The Goyim for themselves, they are using a specific thing for their avoda. They want to show that they're doing this thing.
I think we assume that whatever we would use for the Mizbeach is what the Goyim would use for their Mizbeach. I don't think we say that we would use this for the Mizbeach, but the Goyim have a higher expectation of what to use for their Mizbeach.
They're doing a whole ceremony. This is part of our vote that we do every day in Beis Hamikdash. So Hashem says you could go ahead and do this. For them, they're doing, we want a show, we're going to do something special.
I don't know. We don't think that they're going to be more Yirei Shemayim than we do. We'll use it for our service. I'll use it for their service.
There's no reason to be great born with Bush. There's no reason. We have a reason to do it. So therefore, it comes into play. They don't have a reason for it.
Why would they spoil their wine?
That's right.
Yeah,
they're
I hear.
Not spoil the wine, then it's not spoiled.
I mean, nowadays they do it for pasteurization. Okay. Okay, we're jumping the gun. There's a lot more basic work that we need to do. The next piece that I want to see is the rush. If you look in source number 5, we have the rush. And the rush raises the question of that the deals with Tosis that we just learned. Tosis holds that, not like Rashi. Rashi says when you boil wine, it ruins it and it knocks down to shakal. It's not wine anymore. It's not kosher for Kiddush. It's not kosher for Dal Kosos. Tosis argued, and he said he had a Yerushalmi that argues on Rashi. And the Yerushalmi and Tosis hold and conclude that Yayim Mevushel is kosher. But doesn't it get ruined by the cooking? Look, gentlemen, at what the Rush says. He quotes this Rabbeinu Tam, whom we just learned in Tosfos, that if it's boiled wine, it is kosher. And then, in the second line of number 5, he says, wait a second, I thought once you boil wine, once you cook food items like vegetables, if you have vegetables that are normally eaten raw, and you cook it, what bracha do you make? Officially a shahakol. Don't ask me specifics about halacha lemaisa about that, but theoretically, let's say cucumbers are supposed to be eaten lettuce. Let's say cooked lettuce or cooked cucumbers, which are supposed to be eaten raw and are typically eaten raw, and you cook it, theoretically, maybe it should be knocked down to shahakol. Rasha. Very good. And if you have it, right, we're going to see what Gemara says. If you, an onion, which is normally eaten cooked, if you eat it raw, then it'll be shahaka when it's raw and hadama when it's cooked, because that's how it's normally eaten. Very good. Now, Tosa says, wait a second. Second
he
paragraph.
Just offended a bunch of Hungarians.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hungarians eat raw onions. My apologies to all the Hungarians here. Okay. You got your shout out. now I muted you. So, many people eat raw onions. It's fine. Okay. So Tosa, the Rosh asks, wait a second. Why are you saying that once you said Bari Priya, once you boil it, it's still kosher? Don't we say, at least by Bari Priya Dama, by vegetables, that if you have a raw thing that's eaten raw and you cook it, that ruins it and knocks it down a bracha to a shahako? Says Tosis, that's only when cooking it makes it worse. Aval, other yirakos that improve when you cook them, they will be hadama when they're cooked. And so too, look what I have here in the five words right above the bullet point. Towards the bottom of page one. Hachinami, yayin mevushal, ishtani is changed, le, iluya. Mevushal wine is, when you boil it, it is improved. It's better. That changes the whole, I mean, that's like not what I was thinking. That's not what I was thinking. So says the Rush, boiled wine is better. So of course it's going to be Bari Priya Gafen. Of course that's why we use it for Kiddush and have Dab. Because if you boil it, it tastes better. I mean, I don't know. Does it or doesn't it? I don't know what to say.
Better wine, not.
And I have a proof. Look on the bottom line. I have a proof from a Mishnah in Maseches Trumos. The bottom line of page one, the top of page two. V'yesh lavi raim in Maseches Trumos. We know that you're not allowed to ruin, if you have truma, you're not allowed to ruin truma. You're not allowed to be metame truma. You can't make truma disgusting. You have to treat truma like kodesh. You know, it is kodesh. You have to treat it properly. And you know what you're not allowed, you know what the Mishnah says? Don't boil truma because, and listen to the because. One opinion says, because when you boil truma, you make there, you evaporate it, and you make there be less of it. And you're not going to have as much to enjoy. And the other opinion says, you can boil truma because it improves it. Let's think for a second. The opinion that said you can boil truma wine, I'm talking about wine, truma wine, because it improves it, obviously holds that boiling wine improves it. But even the opinion says, don't boil truma wine because you're going to end up evaporating it and you have less. What does he hold about the quality change? He could agree that it improves it. He just says, even though you're going to improve the wine a little bit, but you can have less of it. I don't want to have less of it. So I have a mafurish, a Mishnah, that seems to prove like the Rush that when you boil wine, it improves. Wow. And then he quotes Rashi a few lines later on the third paragraph on page two. He says, Rashi wrote in a tshuva that even you don't even make a Bari Priya Gafen on boiled wine. And he quotes the Tashbetz, I think that is Rav Tzemach Gaon. No, Rav Tzemach Gaon is one of the Gaonim. That it's not, again, it's also a Shahakol. Vilesa says the Rush. Deikala Memer, that we hold that when you boil wine, it is improved. And you definitely can use it for Kiddush, Tvedad Kosos. And but wait a second. There is a halacha that you can't bring yayin mevushal on the mizbeach. So if we just said that it improves the wine, why is it still not brought on the mizbeach? That's against everything the Rosh is trying to say. Rosh wants to say that if you boil wine, it improves the wine. And therefore, you could use it for Kiddush, you could say Bari Priya Gafen on it, but it's not brought on the mizbeach. And the rule is that anything that's not brought on the mizbeach, you don't make Kiddush on. How could you have wine that's mevushal and therefore not brought on the mizbeach, but still it stays Bari Priya Gafen and you can use it for Kiddush? Says the Rush, which I underlined, the reason why you can't bring it on the mizbeach is not because it's poorer quality, but it's no longer in its same form as it once was. It's no longer kibriyaso. Masha'ein, what I underline, Masha'ein, menaskim imanam yishom shenishtanam ibriyaso. Where do we see that something that is no longer in its original form shouldn't be brought on the Mizbeach. I have a proof somewhere in Bechoras Daf Yud Zayin, which we don't have to go into, that anything that has changed its form from its original form shouldn't go on the Mizbeach. Because it's worse? No. Just because that's a rule about the Mizbeach. So therefore, the Rosh says, I can have my cake and eat it too. I could say that wine that's boiled is better wine. Oh, but it still is not, and therefore it should be kosher for Kiddush. And kosher for Dal Kozos. Why don't I bring on the Mizbeach? For a technical reason that's unique to the Mizbeach, that says anything that has changed or transformed is possible for the Mizbeach. It's not Kibriyos, it's not the way it was created. It's processed. Processed things can't go on the Mizbeach. Not because they're worse, right? Everybody likes hot dogs more than, I don't know what. More than. Now, the point is, processed things could be better, could be more tasty. They're just not roy for the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach needs raw and natural. It could be enhanced. Things could be enhanced. Yeah, okay. Fine. So that is the conclusion of the Rosh. So we have Tosfos and the Rosh who both say you can use Mevushal wine for the Mizbeach. I'm sorry, for Kiddush. And Rashi says no. Okay. We're going to skip the parts that talk about, that we just spoke outside about, that a bracha, the brachas, when you make brachas on like fruits or vegetables, and it starts out, if it's normally eaten raw, you cook it, you make. If you normally eat raw, so the raw steak gets hadama, and when you cook it, it turns into Shahako. So we're going to skip that part because we spoke those out. Look at source number 8. We have the Rambam. This is a famous opinion of the Rambam that people who are those of us, I shouldn't say those of us, those of you who might be particular to only use non-mevushal wine for Kiddush, you always say, I want to be yotzei the Rambam's opinion. Because so far we saw Tosfos and the Rosh say you could use Yain Mevushal. Well, first of all, you're not just going like Rambam if you want to be Machmir. You're also going like Rashi. Because Rashi holds it's a Mevushal. It doesn't even get a Sha'akal. Certainly can't even make Kiddush on it. Let's see the famous Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Chavtes and Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yudalit, says the following. On the bottom, towards the bottom of page 2. Source number 8. E mekachin ela al hayayin haro'i l'nasei chagavi hamizbeach. And therefore we know that any wine... What's the kind of thing that can't go on the Mizbeach? Like Natanael said before, anything that has sugar or juice or honey is by definition also derived to go on the Mizbeach. Los saktiru imenu isha v'yayin v'shiram chol dvash v'chol, what's the pasuk say? Chol dvash los saktiru imenu isha l'ashem, something like that. I don't remember the pasuk, but you can't put anything.
Or.
What?
I said so. Dvash kol sa'or.
Chol dvash kol sa'or los saktiru imenu isha l'ashem, something like that. And therefore, if you have a wine that has any sugar added to the wine, it will be asur d'oraisa to go on the Mizbeach. And if it's not roy for a carbon, it will also not be allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach, used for Kiddush either. Lefikach, top line of number 8. The first part of number 8. Lefikach, im nisari bo dvash o se'or afil ketipa sacharado b'chavis gedola. One kernel of sugar falls into a big vat, a big barrel of wine, the entire wine can't be brought in the Mizbeach, nor can it be used for Kiddush. And this is how we paskin in the West. Kach anu morim b'chol ha'marav. Some people are makov. Yesh mishem matva kaddish alav v'omer. Some permit that. Again, we didn't get to Mevushah yet. Some permit if it has a little bit of sugar in it. Lo nemar hayah haroel We only, right, the simple reading of the Gemara says only... The Gemara said, what is the kind of wine that doesn't go on the Mizbeach and therefore can't be used for Kiddush? We said in the Gemara that earlier this evening, wine that smells bad, wine that is Megula, only those wines are off limits. But we never mentioned anything about wine that had additives. Okay, but either way, the Rambam says that you can't have additives in your wine. You can't have sweeteners in your wine. That's one point that... If you want to be makbid for the Rambam, you have to be careful about not to have sweeteners added. And now look what I underlined. Where the Rambam says, everyone agrees though, the Gemara says explicitly, you can't have wine that's bad smelled or that is megula or mevushal. Those definitely ain't mekadshin ala chamim. Those you definitely can't make kiddush on. The Rambam says, if it's mevushal, then everyone agrees you can't use that for a kiddush. So there's actually a question. When the Rambam says that mevushal wine you can't use for kiddush, is he only talking about kiddush, or does he actually hold like Rashi that it's a shahakal and it's not even wine? So some say the fact that he only wrote this halacha here in Hilchas Kiddush, and he doesn't write this halacha of yain mevushal in Hilchas Brachos, is a raya that it's only a problem in the kiddush, but not in the bracha. It's still bray priya gof, and it's just not allowed to be used for kiddush. Others say, other Rachmanim say, no. The Rambam is telling you that it can't be used for kiddush, and it's going to be like Rashi said, it's not even bray priya gof anymore. It's only a shahakal. So Shitas HaRambam, if you want to be Machmir, for Shitas HaRambam this year, at your Seder, you will have make sure that your wine has no additives, no sugar added, nor will it be Mevushal. That will be Shitas HaRambam. How do we pass in Rav Osa? All Dalet Kosos, I think. Certainly Kiddush, you're making a good point. Certainly Kiddush, that's explicit. I assume the same would be true for Dalet Kosos. I would assume, but that's, I can't promise. That's a very good point. How do we pass in Rav Osa? I presented to you Rashi says it's not even wine, it's shahakal. The Rambam says you're not allowed to use it for Kiddush. Maybe it is shakal, maybe it's not shakal. Tosfos and the Rosh said you couldn't use it for Kiddush. It's bari priya gof, and it's improved if you boiled it up. So how do we pass in? It says number 9, the bottom of page 2. Shulchan Aruch Ayin Reish Beis says the Shulchan Aruch Yain Migito. Well, here he's talking about raw wine, otherwise known as grape juice. Again, not getting to the Mevushal point yet. Yai Migito Mekachin Alav, you could use it for Kiddush, right? That was explicit in the Gemara. Vesochet Adam, you could squeeze grapes on Friday afternoon, use it for Kiddush. Of course, that we saw, which means grape juice, again, stepping out of the Mevushal aspect, just the fact that it's grape juice as opposed to wine, theoretically would be fine. Says the Mishabura, Mikol Malkam Mitzvim and Mimchal B'Yayin Yashin, it's still better to have, you know, wine than grape juice. Okay.
Isn't our grape juice different from the grape juice that they're referring to somewhat? I think we did this one. You're going to get to that? Okay.
I wasn't planning on getting to that. You hold on 1 second, but I want you to make that point. I wasn't planning on saying that, but
okay,
I
should. Certainly.
Continues the Shulchan Aruch, Mikachna Yain Mevushal. Whoa. The Shulchan Aruch says, you could make Kiddush on Yain Mevushal. So who is the Shulchan Aruch passing like? He's passing Lahakil. Like the Rosh, like Tosfos, that you can use Yain Mevushal. But some say, hey, that's the Rambam, of course. Rashi, you can't make Kiddush. What's our Minhag? Says the Ramah and Rabosai for us Ashkenazim, this is the bottom line. V'ha Minhag, the Kaddish Alav, the Minhag is to make Kiddush on, even on Yain Mevushal.
L'chadchila.
V'ha Minhag, the Kaddish Alav, afilu yeshul Yain Acher, even if you have other wine. If the other wine is not as good, so make Kiddush on this one. If the other wine is better, so make Kiddush on the better wine. But if this is the better wine that you have, even if it's Mevushal, make Kiddush even on the Mevushal wine. Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Bergman is pointing out I'll come to that point maybe. Remind me later at the end of this year.
I think we did it together once a while ago. That's why I know that.
You are listening to
We did the basic footwork. Now I'm going to go a little bit more into the Achron. What we have to ask ourselves now is let's move away from Mevushal for a minute. Let's talk about just grape juice per se. Grape juice has two problems. Number one, it's not alcoholic. Number two, it's pasteurized, which is cooked. So we talked about the cooked component. We said Mekar Hadin, Mevushal is okay. There are those who are Machmir. What about the fact that it's not alcoholic? So we said, it's a refreshing Gemara. The Gemara says you could squeeze grapes on Friday afternoon and use them Friday night. But is that the same as our grape juice? Why not? In Rai 4? Yeah. Says Eli Bloom, there's a marked difference between squeezing grapes and making grape juice and the grape juice that you and I use. Because when you squeeze grapes on Friday afternoon, guess what? When you use it on Friday night, you could drink it up. And if you don't drink it up, and if you leave it for a while, guess what will happen to them?
Become alcoholic.
They will they will ferment. They will turn into wine. They'll become alcoholic. So they are capable, even though right now they are not alcoholic, they're not fermented, they're not wine. They have within them the capacity and potential to become wine. Masha Enkin, grape juice.
Right.
Cause of whatever processes we do, whether it's the pasteurization, whether they put in some kind of, anti-fermentation agent, whatever they do to it, whatever chemical process they do to it to prevent fermentation, prevent it from turning into wine, can't ever become alcoholic. So maybe the Gemara that said explicitly you could use freshly squeezed juice from grapes, that works. But maybe what we and I call grape juice, the Kedem variety, the Welch's variety, maybe that doesn't have the potential to become wine. Maybe that's going to be possible.
Right.
Who makes this pasta? Who raises this possibility as an argument? This is Reb Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo Siman Dalet. And he says, he's based on the following. There's a Rashbam in Baba Basra that says the following. Yayin koseis. What's yayin koseis? I really don't know. Yeah?
Yeah, it's starting
to turn. Okay. Something about yayin koseis who yayin, he says, yayin koseis who yayin hanimka bechanus. It's wine that's sold in a store, so I don't get the point. The puzzle who. This, whatever yayin koseis is that is sold in the stores is puzzle. Why? De lo have a sheikhar. I guess it's puzzle for the Mizbeach, I think. Because it's not considered sheikhar. Velo ro'i lihios sheikhar. And it can't, it's not able to ferment. Ki yayim iguto, as like the wine that you squeeze in your house, in your, you know, right after you squeeze it, to sofa mi lihios sheikhar. That in the end, it could become wine. It could ferment. You see from this Rashbam that there's a, in order to be royal amizbeach, you could use freshly squeezed wine because it has the potential to turn it, freshly squeezed grape juice, because it has the potential to turn into wine. But say that can't anymore. I think we say in Yiddish, it's eisgewebt, right? It's de-winable. It's unwined. It's de-alkalized, whatever you want to call it. Make up a verb. What?
Unwound.
It's unwound. Excellent. Excellent. Very good.
It's stabilized.
Stabilize. Come on, that, yeah, you sound, that sounds too intelligent. Okay, that is stabilized. Is that the word? Wine. But once you take once you take grapes and squeeze them, and you stabilize them, if that's correct, to make it there in the future unable to turn into wine, that is going to be possible, according to the stretch bomb. That's the point that Rav Shlomo Zalman raises. What? But for some, I don't know the details of yayin koseis, but you see, you stole it from the Rashbam. Okay, great. It's alcohol, but it can't turn into sheikhar, whatever the details are. I don't know. But either way, you see that there's, the Rashbam is saying that the fact that it can't turn into proper wine, even though it isn't, that's fine. But if it can't turn into it in the future, that's problematic. Right. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, applies that to our grape juice. Our grape juice is not like what the Gemara says. Grapes that you squeeze. Look what Shlomo Zalman says in Mincha Shlomo Siman Yadal Mikol Makom, source number 14. But Nidon Didan Nira De'efsher. It could be. Hold on a second. Shalinin Bracha Ve'Einchen Leinin Nesachim. The reason why Yayin Migito is Kasher B'Di'evet. The reason why you could squeeze grapes and use it. It's only Mipnei Lukvei underline Shuroi Lios Sheichar. It has the capacity within it, the potential within it too. Become wine and make you happy and make you drunk. Masha Enkin, look to the next paragraph. But our grape juice, which is boiled, which is pasteurized, and is still no longer able to, maybe should be a problem. But Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to say Chiddush. He wants to say, this is the next underlying line, when you had grape juice, before you pasteurized it, what was it? It was grapes that were squeezed. At that point, were they able to become wine? Yes. Before it was pasteurized. What was the chal on it the moment that it was squeezed and made into this grape juice? It was chal on it a shame of Bori Pri Agafen, Yayin. Kosher for the Mizbeach, kosher for at least B'di'evet, kosher for Kiddush Lechatchila. Afterwards, what did you do? You pasteurized it? Maybe just pasteurizing it won't take off that din. Because yayin koseis, whatever that previous Rashbam was talking about, I don't really know what it is. It's something that from the outset might not be able to become wine. This is something that was able to become wine, but I pasteurized it and stopped the process. But since it was chal once in the beginning, that it could have become wine, so then I will be able to forever stay by a priagafen and remain to be wine. As opposed to Rabosai, wine from concentrate. Wine from concentrate, which is, let's say, 3/4 water. When you make orange juice from concentrate, you take one can of orange juice, concentrate, and then 3 or 4 cans of water. So it's 3/4 water. Was that water ever originally called wine? No. Was that water ever originally roi to become wine? No. So wine from concentrate was never able to be called wine, was never called wine, and therefore will not be able to be considered wine ever again. And therefore, wine from concentrate will not be wine. But if you have grape juice, even though right now it can't ferment, but when it was squeezed, what you had before was God itself, a shame of Bari Priya Gafra, and that will stay. That's what Shlomo Zalman concludes. I want to go halach l'maisa now and head towards the finish line. And turn to page 4. I have a tshuva from Kisvei Hagon, Rav Yosef Henkin. Rav Yosef Henkin, of course, was the Gadol Hadar, the Gadol of America, you know, before Moshe Feinstein came on the scene. And he writes very, you know, very clearly and very clear Hebrew. He writes, some people have raised the question, look at the title, Simon Yud Ches, Al Da'az Yayin Shel Grape. Look how he spells juice. Why is it important? I saw some other achronim spell juice, Yud Vav Samach, yus. Grape juice. Look how he spells grape juice. You know why that's important? Because the way he spells grape juice is the way you spell New Jersey on a get and on a ksuba. There's no j in Hebrew that we use. It could be for the Temanim, using jimel instead of gimel, okay, but if you're not Temani, we don't have a j. So how do we write Jersey, New Jersey, or how do you write Jerry on a get, or Jerry or Jersey on a ksuva? You know how we do it? Exactly like this. Dalet Zayin Shin. New Jersey, New Dalet Zayin Shin, Jersey. Jersey. So that's just a side point. Grape juice. Im Koshel, Kirjel Dal Kosos. And somebody raised the question to Rav Henkin that maybe it's not going to be, maybe grape juice is not going to be, that it could be proud. I'm sorry. He's bothered by the fact that on the side of the bottles it says that grape juice is kosher for Dalet Kosos and Kiddush. Look what he writes. The Vaday, in the second line of this tshuva, the Vaday Hoyalahem Lahadpis, the printers who print on the bottle, or the wine, the grape juice manufacturers, when they kedem, when they write that it's kosher for Dalet Kosos, they should really say that this is for people who are weak. Rakel Chalashim, She'ein Yain Hagan Lebriyaslam, that wine is not for those who can't stomach wine, this is kosher for Dalet Kosos and for Kiddush. Now, it's true that not everybody has to be like the Riva. Who's the Riva? The Riva, as you see in the note on the bottom, the story of Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi, who the Gemara tells us, the Yishami tells us that he drank wine on Pesach and he was sick for weeks and weeks and weeks. That's not halacha, the Rav Henkin says. You don't have to be like that. But it's still a maila, so you don't have to kill yourself. But still, if you are able to drink wine, you probably should drink wine. Why? It's subject to machlokas. And one second, what is he saying? The whole point of wine is the fact that it was all kinds of wine, that it has alcohol, it has that freedom, the sense of freedom, the sense of the kick, and that's what gives it the concept of wine. So if you're healthy, you should drink wine as opposed to grape juice if you could handle it. And we know that if it's boiled, it is subject to the machlokas that we saw, that we discussed tonight. But you definitely shouldn't add water. That, he says, definitely is problematic. Fine. So we're not going to go into the rest of his tshuva. What I want to finish off is, hold on, is a point or two from Reb Ovadia. This is what I spoke about between Mincha Maariv. He makes a point, let me just find it. Ah, you look on page 6, towards the bottom, two-thirds of the way down page 6, three paragraphs from the bottom. The paragraph begins, V'yesh lehosifo. Those of you who see the screen, see I have it highlighted. Those of you who have your sheets, it's the third to the last paragraph on page 3. V'yesh lehosifo. That with the Tashbeit said, etc., that if it's mavushal, you remember we saw some opinions say if it's mavushal, it's not wine anymore, it's not pari priagafen. Lo amru kein, look what I have underneath the parentheses, and pay underneath that. Lo amru kein, ela al yayin, shenisbashel harbei. That the bashevkin, that's what you said. Vinase kein dvash. When you boil wine for long enough, it thickens. And it changes significantly. That's what we say. That's those opinions who say that it's mevushal, is a wholly different animal. And it's shahakal. It's not wine anymore. It's like a honey. That's possible. But the wines that we use that are boiled so minimally, and maybe only pasteurized, and maybe only flash pasteurized to prevent fermentation, to whatever process that they need to kill the bacteria, it doesn't change the flavor. Lo nishtana v'tama v'reifo. That is not the bishul that the Rishonim are find problematic. So what we just did is we found the middle ground. We found the middle ground that even though many Rishonim say, well, mevushal is problematic, maybe they're talking about, as Dr. Bashevkin said half an hour ago, a more serious, a more intense bishul. But our bishuls are much less intense bishuls that don't even get into the category of yayin mevushal. Just keep in mind, that's going to have a chumrah that maybe it won't be yayin mevushal and the maid can't touch it. That could be a concern. But either way, Rav Avadi says, we have enough sfeikos in this shaila to permit it to be used for bari priagaf. Let's think. First of all, most Rishonim say that if it's mevushal, it's improved. And you say if it's bari priagaf and you can use it for kiddush. Even if you want to say like those Rishonim who say that it's not bari shahakol, that it's not bari priagafen anymore, what's going to be the halacha if you did say bari priagafen on wine that is no longer, that is ruined and therefore should be a shahakol? Well, since you said the words bari priagafen, it does come from a vine, it's not a lie, so you'll be kosher b'dieved. Okay. Third of all, we have this other story that we just said, the fact that it's not fully cooked in a way that changes the flavor. So if you put all these things together, it comes out clear that, of course, you could say bari priagafen, and that's the minhag, that on grape juice, and therefore you could look at the last line of this, we'll finish, lefikach, yayin u'mitzan avim mefus tarim that are pasteurized, of course you say bari priagafen, and bari al gefen, and you can make kiddush on wine and on yayin mevushal. Yes, we knew that when we came in, but now we appreciate a little bit.
I mean, it's not a very rigorous analysis, but it is
one second, Mr. Bergenholm, 1 second, yeah?
Just when you were talking about the fact that there, that on the Gemara, their wine was much thicker in the first place. So being mashal, it might have been that much worse.
Oh, so you're raising the point that the wine in the Tyler Gemara is much thicker, and since it's much thicker, therefore what?
Therefore boiling it.
Boiling it what? Oh, made it even worse. But if you boil our wine, it doesn't necessarily make it worse. That's a good point. Mr. Bergman wanted me to say something different, that I heard from Shechter, that when the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi, when the Yerushalmi says Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi had a headache for months, from Pesach till Shavuos, for 7 weeks, a headache because he drank wine and he was probably allergic to wine. Rushat said, yeah, that's because there was no such thing as grape juice in the ancient world. Why was there no such thing as grape juice? Because grapes that you leave out, if they don't turn into wine, they turn into vinegar. Nowadays, we have a way to catch it and keep it that way. So therefore, we have the option of grape juice. Maybe Yehuda ben Eli nowadays would just drink grape juice. So I think that's what Mr. Bergman wanted me to say.
No. I was going to comment on something. Yeah, it's all true. I could have said that. I was just making a non-rigorous observation that it's interesting. It's almost curious. I accept the halacha. I heard the whole shir, Baruch Hashem. It's not the first time I think we've had a shir on this. But that grape juice should be considered suffice for wine. The defining characteristic of wine throughout Tanakh and the Shas is its alcoholic quality. Yayin yisamach levav einosh. Yayin gives you cheres. Yayin, they were shikr with him, their brothers with Yosef. The defining characteristic is that it has alcohol. The fact that it tastes sweet and we enjoy the taste of grape. People enjoy orange juice too and this juice and that. I mean, if it's just juice, the flavor, that's not whatever made it wine in all of our Jewish history. So it's just an interesting quality. I mean, people who are sick and so on, it's one thing. But to say you like the flavor and you don't like
that's what Henkin says. You're saying like Rav Henkin, that the main point of wine throughout our literature, both biblical and rabbinic, is the fact that wine is taka v'shaker.
Yeah. I'm sure that there still has to be the heter from the Tzelem Rav who gave the Ashkacha and said it's good for the Arabic Kaisis on why he came to that conclusion.
What could you come out with tonight? That we could come out that if you could handle wine, you probably should have wine. If you can handle if you have not mevushel, it probably will. You'll fulfill it according to more Rishonim. If it's not mevushel, if you can have it without sugar.
But the question is a low alcohol wine really better than grape juice?
I think it's a little bit better than grape juice. It has alcohol. It has that quality of alcohol. Now, it was allowed to ferment. So it doesn't have that. So it definitely has that shame of, it has some chayrus. It's not as, you know, it doesn't give you the kick that, 50%, 80 proof vodka does. But it has a shame chayrus on it. But look, if you could have non-mevushel and non-sweetened wine, all the power to you. You'll be Yotzi the Rambam also.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.